Last night, with 1 week to go before Election Day, the major party candidates for governor, Republican Charlie Baker and Democrat Martha Coakley, had one more chance to leave it all on the table in the final broadcast debate, with what was expected to be the largest audience of the campaign. They were combative, guarded, and emotional. With us this morning to analyze the debate and look forward to the final days of this race are our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne, and Republican Todd Domke. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And good morning to Todd Domke.
Good morning, Bob.
So it certainly seemed that Charlie Baker and Martha Coakley were ready for this affair last night. Did either of them hit a home run or make a major mistake, Dan Payne?
Well, I guess Baker's tearing up and crying while he told the story of his encounter with a New Bedford fisherman whose sons weren't able to go to college where they had scholarships because they needed to work on his boat. That's probably going to be carried as the soundbite or the video bite of this debate. And that helps Baker because he needs to show his humanity.
Well, before I let you comment, why don't we hear the tape of that?
And he said, they were both spectacular football players at New Bedford High School who were given college scholarships to go play football. And I told them no. I said, you're going to be fishermen. I was a fisherman. My brothers were fishermen. My father was a fisherman. You're going to be fishermen. And I ruined their lives. And you hear those kinds of stories every day.
Todd Domke, impact of that very emotional moment on this race.
I don't think anything else in this debate will be remembered. This was probably the first time in Massachusetts history when a candidate won the debate by losing it emotionally, losing composure. Charlie Baker warned viewers in advance of that he might cry and explaining the last time he cried. And I think some undecided voters waiting for a revelation, a moment, where they could feel that one candidate was worth voting for rather than against, I think some were moved by that emotion because it seemed to reveal that this man known as a bureaucrat or a manager could also be very caring about people.
Well, there's no crying in baseball, but apparently in politics it's not only allowed, but it's encouraged.
And let's remember when Hillary Clinton teared up during the New Hampshire primary, support for her went up because she seemed more human.
How about that, Dan? Did Charlie Baker last night in one one-minute moment dispel months of doubt about him as just a numbers guy and not a people guy?
Well, that seemed to be his objective, and so by that standard, he accomplished it. He had other places where he did not perform well. He did not explain yet again for, I think, the third time in debates, the pay-to-play scandal where he's charged with having made a political contribution to the Republican Party in New Jersey and then later getting a contract for a company he was working for in New Jersey. That continues to be a festering problem for him.
Again last night, Todd Domke, Baker refused to call on officials in New Jersey to release the results of that investigation, which must already be at the printers because officials in New Jersey have said they're going to be released just a couple of weeks after Election Day.
Well, Baker didn't have a good answer to that question of why he wouldn't release his employee contract or call on New Jersey officials to release the report early to clear him of suspicion. He sounded lawyer-like, something he accused Martha Coakley of being. And I thought Coakley probably hurt herself the most on the issue of taxes. You know, she tried to back away from support of a graduating income tax. And on raising fees, she said to Charlie, well, if you say you won't raise fees, then I'll say that too. And then after the debate, she said she had just been joking.
It didn't sound like a joke to most people who were sitting there watching.
And when you have to explain a joke, and even then people don't find it humorous, you're in trouble.
What did Martha Coakley do right last night?
I think she made the case for compassionate government. She was able to talk about her own background as a defender of children. She was very good at explaining what the AG's office does and how she has championed the little guy and the vulnerable. To an extent, that plays into Baker's hand because he's saying essentially she's going to be a tax and spend liberal.
It seemed like two debates last night. The first half, we heard the usual complaints and claims. It was the second half that really made the difference. In the first half, again, they were not very likable, let alone inspiring. But in the last half, they opened up. They were more respectful toward each other, even friendly. They joked with each other. They were more appealing. So Baker won the moment when he cried. And he couldn't speak for a while. And, of course, voters like that when politicians can't speak. The best speech is to be speechless sometimes.
What did they do wrong last night?
Well, Baker continues to be unable to explain the New Jersey pay-to-play case. He has to know it's coming. Coakley had a problem getting away from her own record. She said three times, "I'll stand on my record." Well, nobody cares whether you're standing on your record. That puts her also in the state house as the attorney general, and that's something that Baker wants her to be, as a state house figure. And in fact, it's interesting. She calls her opponent Charlie. He calls her the attorney general.
That's right. I noticed that too when she said three times, "I will stand on my record." And she sounded a little like Richard Nixon when she was defensive about not prosecuting Sal DeMasi. She said, "Let me say this about that." So it was not a good performance.
All right, 6 days to go before Election Day. The final WBUR tracking poll shows Baker ahead by just 1 point, which is well within the poll's margin of error, 43% to 42%. What advice to Martha Coakley in the final few days? What advice to Charlie Baker, Dan Payne?
Well, Coakley's strength is in the cities, so she's going to spend time in Boston, Springfield, Worcester, Lowell, Lawrence, New Bedford, Fall River, and try to make sure that the Democratic field organization is pumped up about her candidacy.
I think Baker is peaking at the right time. The surprising emotion by him will inspire his troops, adding some passion. And he has momentum now, I think, with the Boston Globe endorsement and momentum from polls and money and ads. I think he peaked in the right way at the right time in this debate, proving, however late, that he's not a numbers cruncher, but someone who really was determined to help people in need.
All right, just a few days to go, and we'll talk to you again before Election Day. Republican Todd Domke, thanks for coming in this morning.
Nice to be here.
Same to you, Democrat Dan Payne.
You're welcome, Bob.